Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Window Nation guest hotline brings us Tony Penti. Tony, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Going all right. Now, we got Creed Willems coming on later on in the show, 12:30 to be exact, now in Chesapeake. Applying his trade. And I know we've talked about him, Tony, you and I, a few times before, but for people that may not know who he is, he's now ascended to what? You guys have him in the top 10 prospect rankings. Every other scouting service seems to as well. What's to like about Creed Willems? A guy, by the way, if you've never seen him, looks like a dude named Creed Willems.
He certainly does. He is a fun guy to watch. He just exudes enthusiasm when he's out there playing, but he's a power hitting left-handed catcher, first baseman. He has a good arm, but it's not exactly the most accurate arm when he's back there. The catching is still a work in progress for him. He's not a real big guy. He's kind of wide bodied, barrel chested. We'll call him that. When you look at him, so he's not going to play anywhere but first base or catcher, but he's got a nice little stick. He definitely has some pop in there. He's controlling the strike zone better this year in AA. And he's pretty young for the league. And so I think that he's a guy that's definitely worth watching coming up. I definitely would be listening in. He's got to be a fun guy to interview. So, I think he's definitely a guy people should be paying attention to.
All right, Tony, another guy we've mentioned that, is kind of rising up the ranks in a big way, Braxton Bragg, right-handed pitcher, too, at AA, but forearm soreness, he missed an outing. Doesn't appear to be, I don't think, based on what I've read, anything serious, but if there's an injury update, we'd love to hear it. And what's that upside here for a team that is starved for prospects to rise through the ranks and become like guys for a contending team?
Yeah, Braxton Bragg is probably the fastest mover that I've seen this year from the pitching side. He really has really broken out. He'll throw, 95 to 97. He'll touch 98 here on occasion. Really good slider, kind of sweeper, changeup guy. Just really can get a lot of swing and miss on the pitches. He's got this really low, almost sidearm delivery that kind of gives you some reliever vibes, but he seems to hold his stuff. At least up through 80 pitches. The Orioles really don't let their pitchers go much more than that in the minor league, so it's kind of tough to know how they would do after that. But he holds his stuff. His command has improved a lot, and he's definitely a guy that's rapidly going up the prospect list. I think I do have him in the top 10.
Tony Penti, OriolesHangout.com.
Oh, yes. I do have an update. He is supposed to start Friday.
Oh, word.
So he is supposed to be back on mound. So
good news for Braxton Bragg. OriolesHangout.com. Tony Penti here on the Fan. Aside from Sammy Basayo, who's the number one prospect on the team, one of the tops in all of baseball, probably swinging a bat for the Orioles at some point here in 2025. We know Mike Elias and the Birds, Kobe Perez, Sigmundo, they made this a big financial commitment to international signing. who outside of Masayo appears to be the top prospects trending upwards? Because I know they've given some pretty hefty money to some of these players.
Yeah, I mean, some of the guys that stand out right now are the guys that are down there in the FCL, the Florida Coast League, and a couple guys in Delmarva. But when you have Steven Martinez is a really young kid. He's only 18 years old this year in the FCL. He's not putting up great numbers, but he is a guy with a lot of tools. And he might be a guy that just needs – I know he's had a little bit of – he was dinged up for a little bit, and that could be causing some of the problems down there. But he's definitely a guy that people should be paying attention to down there. Over in Delmarva, they just promoted two guys, Luis Almeida, as well as Joshua Lorenzo. Joshua Lorenzo is really an exciting player. I think I've had him in the top 20 for the last 2 years, even when he was out of the DSL, Dominican Summer League. He is a 6'4", probably about 200 pounds, maybe 190-200 now when you look at him. He's got a really good arm. He was playing third base initially, but now they've kind of started giving him a lot more time at shortstop. And I've seen him a couple times up here in Delmarva now. Haven't had a lot of chance to see him make plays, so I don't have a great assessment on that. But he definitely plenty of arm to play shortstop or third base. He's a very lanky guy. There's some power in the bat. And he's very young to go in that league. So I think Lorenzo is definitely a guy that's coming on the scene. And if he can put up some good numbers here in Delmarva, down there with good old Nate George, who everybody should be paying attention to, I think that'll be a good thing.
Hey, Tone, two-parter. How deep is the draft this year at pitching? Probably more so college. And then what do you think? Are the Orioles going to be active early looking at pitching? And if they are looking at pitching, is it college or is it high school?
Well, we can only go by what Elias has typically done, right? So he has not really targeted high school pitchers, at least not until you get into that 10th to 20 round. That's usually where he takes some chances, and he's only taken a few. He's more or less will go after the junior college guys. That's where he went and got Mike Ferret. Ferret is a guy that's moved up the prospect list and is one of the top prospects. I think I have him at number 4 or 5 right now in the system. And he's a guy they got in the 14th round. So that's kind of what typically Elias has done when it comes to the draft, right? So he's stayed away from pitching. I'll be honest, I don't know the draft, what's strong this year. I really don't follow it that closely until basically I don't kind of wait till the prospects come in the Orioles system and then I start to scout those guys. I got enough trying to scout all the minor leaguers than starting to do all the draft stuff too. So I don't know how strong it is, but we just go by what's happened in the past. Elias is not, you know, the highest guy he's ever taken was Baumeister, the one that was traded for Eflin. So outside of that, he typically doesn't take guys to the 5th round or later, and they've always been college guys. So you got to imagine that's probably the way he'll continue going.
Tony Petty, OriolesHangout.com. Tony, last thing for you. Let's talk about the big club. They're 6-3 in June, plus 12 run differential. Got a little bit better, it seemed, at the end of May. Adley's heating up. Gunner, the same thing. Westberg and said they're back from the injured list and doing their things, you know, to all-stars. So what are we looking at with the Orioles, in your opinion? Manzo seems more comfortable in the role that was unexpected for him and everyone else as the season started. Is there a pulse with the Birds of Baltimore? Tall order tonight against Tarik Skubal. We get that. But yeah, the Angels are playing better than Tampa. They're playing better. Yankees are in first place. Next four series aren't going to be easy. Can the Orioles navigate this and give us hope that they're back?
Well, I think that you hit on the nail, right? This next four series, I think, is really going to tell us all about this team, right? If they can handle some business here, then come out with a winning record out of this stretch of games. And really, we need to get them to have more than just a 500 record. But, you know, they need to play well, and they need to really kind of start getting things together. As you mentioned, the guys that are starting to hit, right? It's like guys that are starting to come back. And that should give everybody hope, right? The lineup is going to be better with Westberg and Kowser in it. There's no doubt, right? So those are guys we haven't had for most of the year. That's got to be the part that gets you a little bit more excited about the offense. When you look at pitching-wise, the bullpen has really stepped up of late. If you look at the bullpen, everybody out there is pitching well. Dominguez, even Soto, who have been inconsistent in the past, they've been very consistent pitching well. Brian Baker has been a real find this year. He's probably the guy that they're going to in those high leverage eighth inning situations now, because Cano kind of has been inconsistent. So he's been the one guy that really hasn't pitched as well, but even he's starting to throw the ball a little bit better too. So you got to get a little more excited about the bullpen. The pitching has kind of been hit or miss. It's been a lot more hit than it's been missed lately. But again, you want to see more consistency out of those guys. I don't, you know, it's great that they kind of had a little dominant little 10 game stretch, but what we really need to see is them just kind of pitching to where their capabilities have been in the past. They pitch to that, then you have decent starting pitching, the bullpen steps up, the hitting steps up. Hey, maybe the Orioles could take a run. We never know how baseball will be, but they are definitely going to have to put together a really, really good run for having any chance of the playoffs.
What's happening at OriolesHangout.com, Tony?
Talking about the Orioles all the way from the minors to the major leagues over there. We have a prospect power ranking, so you can follow. If you want to know who the top 10 prospects are, you can go on that minor league board, pull that prospect ranking up, and you can kind of see how guys are moving up and down and who's doing well and who's maybe falling off this year.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Tony, appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks, Tony.
There's Tony Pente. We'll come back. Speaking of handling business, Indiana did last night. Cincinnati Bengals, not so much. We'll get into that. And Stanley Cup Finals resume as well, with Florida looking to take a big advantage over the Oilers. It's the Whip Around coming your way. Then Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, 11:30. BBT tonight, 5:30. Me, Ryan Ripke, Joe LaCroix, live for Pickles. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Orioles could win a series tonight if they could beat Tarik Skubal and the Tigers.
Vinny and Hades.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Whip around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
I got some breaking Orioles news here. Nolan, good looking out. Keegan Aiken is going to be the opener tonight for the Orioles against the Detroit Tigers. Dean Kramer scheduled to start. Was in the game notes and everything. That's when you know it's officially official, when the Orioles put it out there game notes style. But it's going to be Keegan Aiken, who got out of a big jam or got the Orioles out of one yesterday. Huh. Here's what I'm going to surmise. And keep in mind, I'm an imbecile. Remember, I just lost $100. But nobody saw the Orioles scoring 10 runs, but we'll take it. Keegan Aiken starts. Morton's the follow-up, and then Kramer pitches game one against the Angels, or is there some injury stuff that's not floating out there?
Well, they didn't announce after Aiken, but I would assume that it's just Kramer, as usual, picking it up. Your typical opener, probably an inning, and then Kramer from there, however long he's going to go.
Why?
Yeah, that's yeah. Why.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you're lefty. Used to starting. You got a routine.
And I don't remember him coming out being of the opened before. I'm not saying it hasn't happened, but strange maneuvering here.
Did he not? I thought they might have. Just looking at the lineup last night, and obviously Hinch is going to adjust based on this news, but Meadows and Torres last night, both left-handed hitters batting 1 and 2. Righty for Torres. Parker Meadows, lefty. Carpenter, I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something here.
Yeah.
if I got Kerry Carpenter, pitching, I don't Carpenter care who you got pitching.
Yeah, you could have the 27 Yankees up there.
So lefty, righty, lefty was their lineup last night.
Okay. Anyway, interesting turn of events, but it is Keegan Aiken going to open for the Orioles, and, you know, we'll see what happens after. I'm going to bet I'm double or nothing on this alcohol thing.
Don't do it.
That Charlie Morton will follow Aiken, and Manbon will pitch tomorrow in the opener against the Angels. How's that?
I hope it's not an injury, Bob.
Oh, that's the last thing
The
Orioles need at this point in time. But anyway, it is the whip around. And anything hurting Oklahoma City-Indiana series right now is the Thunder's feelings. They were up again going into the fourth quarter. And again, they let it slip away because this guy off the bench for the Pacers, who's a mercurial player out of Arizona, when he scores in bunches, and he was on a heater last night.
Got away with one right there. Mathurin inside, left-handed, off the glass. The Mathurin magic here in game 3.
I mean, lefty floaters, banging threes, doing all kinds of crazy things. Mike Breen, Richard Jefferson as well on it. ESPN/ABC, Benedict Mathurin off the bench, 27 points. He was 9 for 12 from the floor. TJ McConnell was great as well, former Arizona Wildcat like Mathurin was. That steal, did you see the steal on the inbounds play where he banked it up and it tied the game within the fourth quarter? That was a crazy, crazy turn of events there. They brought the energy off the bench. Halliburton, he came in with 22. Siakam had 21. And that was it, 116-107. We talked about it earlier in the show. OKC, during the regular season, when they led going into the fourth quarter, and they had the best record in the NBA, 61-2. It's like Mariano Rivera-like stuff. They're 1-2 in the finals, leading in the fourth quarter. They've blown two leads, including one at home. So this little team that could, this little team that will, this little team, the Pacers, they're now up 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night. And if they go up 3-1, then, OSGA and the boys, best team in basketball, they're up against it. And better teams than this one have lost NBA championships before. Not to disrespect them, but you get the point. Well, teams like this that were favored to win heavily have gone down. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 24. Jalen Williams at 26. Aaron Wiggins, Terps off the bench. Couldn't get it cooking there offensively. Did have a couple of rebounds and a couple of assists. Stanley Cup Finals resume tonight. Puck drop is 8 o'clock TNT. It's Edmonton at Panthers. Florida right now coming off a blowout in Game 3. Up 2-1. Defending champions trying to make it 2 in a row. And I think a win tonight, Vinny, would get them in a very strong spot.
Win tonight. This is almost an absolute must win for Edmonton tonight to go down 3-1, especially, you know, if it's a replica of the other night game, because that was bad. You know, and the thing that Florida learned was take a punch, which they did. That's why they had 11 power plays, and Edmonton had 88 minutes in penalties. Florida, Bob, has been dominant every second period in the playoffs. All of their playoff games, they've kicked everybody's ass in the second period. So, I mean, that's got to be a big thing for Edmonton, and we still don't know game time decision on who the goalie's going to be for Edmonton, whether it's Skinner or the backup. And everybody on NHL radio and stuff, they're expecting Skinner to be the guy.
Would it be a stunning turn of events if he wasn't?
Yes.
They've had a couple of days off, you know?
Right, because the talk is, all right, if you start the backup, I can't remember the backup's name, if you start the backup, then you got to go back to Skinner if it's a bad game for game five up there. It's easier if you go Skinner and he struggles, then you bring in the backup during the game type thing. So, I mean, that's the talk. So, it's going to be interesting. And Draisaitl and McDavid, 5-on-5, they've got 1 point in this whole series, 5-on-5. So they've got to get some. They've got to get some power plays. Florida wants to play at 5-on-5 because they've got the advantage.
Whip around here on this Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Today's June 12th. This day in Orioles history. Couple of them for you. 2012, Oriole Park Camden Yards. Adam Jones, 4-for-5 with a homer. Chris Davis, Mark Reynolds, both hit 2-run jacks. Wei-Yin Chen got the win. Jim Johnson picked up his 19th save. 8-6 Orioles over Pittsburgh. And then a year ago today, Oriole Park Camden Yards, Colton Cowser hit a 2-run jack. Gunner and Adley at ribbies. Cade Povich went 6 shutout innings. But Keegan Aiken kind of blew the save. Did get the win. And then Orioles come from behind and win this thing. 4-2, or it was tied at 2. Craig Kimbrell, remember him? Picked up his 16th save of the year a year ago tonight. Wow. Just signed with the Rangers, by the way. Minor league deal after his reunion with Atlanta lasted 1 game.
Wow.
And he didn't get pounded either. But anyway, Braves, like we said yesterday, you weren't here. Them and the Orioles are the two most disappointing teams in baseball. And we can use our injuries as reasons / excuses. And we probably will if you're a fan of either base. When we come back, Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, our colleague on Baltimore baseball tonight, get his thoughts on the Orioles' recent resurgence and a chance to win the series tonight against the Tigers. And what's it going to take for Mike Elias to maybe change whatever his mindset is on June 12th about what the second half of this season could be.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Look like. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling this morning?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man. Nice win last night. We should all feel pretty good after that one.
Yeah, we're feeling good. First time double-digit run since opening day up in Toronto. But, Mike, when you watch that, and that was a close game. They got out of hand late for Detroit. Great for the Orioles. But you watched it. I mean, there were tense moments. The Orioles got big hits later. They struggled with runners in scoring position. The defense on point at 16 hits. What was Mike Bordick thinking watching that game, needing a win after dropping two straight, including the opener against the Tigers?
Well, you're hoping for a great start from Eflin. And I think that's the way we should approach this every night. Can our starters hold up? I think that's the biggest question mark. And Eflin did. He looked great. Great command. My gosh, maybe a little struggle there at the end, but wow, was he on point. And that said, when your starting pitching is good and keeps your defense on your toes, is Arias the most underrated defender that the Orioles have or what? Because he just makes every stinking play look so good. He's on time. And those plays, they go unnoticed to a big degree unless they come up in a big situation, like the play he made throwing the guy out at the plate. But it seems like every night he's in there. And what a great example for the young players to show what a big league infielder is supposed to look like as far as his game clock, his fluidity, his understanding of his body and space, because Arias has it. And his brother does too, because his brother was showing off the leather the other day in Oakland as well. So the Arias boys, pretty solid defenders. And, of course, he came up with a big hit. So the great starting pitching and, of course, the defense. When that's on time, man, you got a chance every single night.
Now, Mike, we've talked about it with you during BBT and on the show here about Adley's struggles that go back to, last end of June of 2024 when he took the foul ball. He has said all along he wasn't hurt. And then he had a great spring, great opening series against the Blue Jays, then struggle bus. Now he's starting to come out of it. Saw it at the end of May. He's been great here in the month of June. What have you noticed? We've heard about toe taps and things like that, but what have you noticed, Mike, the trained eye, about Adley at the plate from both sides? He's starting to rake a little bit from the right side here all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's nice to see him use the whole field. So I think from a mechanical standpoint, that kind of understanding that he doesn't have to be pull happy, hit home runs all the time. He can use the whole field and just get those hits, because those hits, when they start falling, no matter the exit velocity or the launch angle, when they start falling, the confidence starts building. So the things we can't see are what's happening in his head. And you can kind of tell, though, that the confidence is there. And we talk all the time just about that mental game. And as an offensive player starts feeling better, then he's going to start playing better. He simplifies the game. Now it's just see ball, hit ball. Not worried about where the back elbow is or where your contact point is. Just worrying about seeing the ball and getting it on the barrel. And it seems like that's what Adley's doing right now. Now, I think overall, though, just when guys start coming back, more of his ilk, right, that those guys like a Westberg and Kowser, his guys start coming back, that makes him feel better too. And I think that's really kind of helping this young group. It certainly did last night, because a lot of great contributors and the whole offense. I think it reminded everybody of the good old days when they were firing on all cylinders for a few innings anyway.
You talk about Ramon Arias and, you know, the unsung hero, I guess, at times gets lost in the shuffle of all these highly regarded players, all-stars that the Orioles have had, even though he's got a gold glove on his fireplace for sure. But what about Westberg, the quiet, not really unsung. I mean, he's an integral part of what they're trying to do. But when you see his approach at the plate, is there anyone on the team that kind of uses the field more than Jordan Westberg does offensively?
Well, I like how Jackson Holliday is for such a young hitter. You know, he's really kind of controlling his bat and the strike zone really well. I know we talked about this the other day. I think sometimes he cheats a little bit with the lower half, but he has that uncanny knack to keep his hands up and his upper body and head behind the baseball. So he's got good whole field coverage. Westberg, it's just like every at bat, you just know he's going to put his nose in there and give you everything he's got for it. So I think that's what we kind of love about him, and the fact, of course, that he's got that power. I mean, he was an all-star first half of last season, and they sorely missed him the second half of last season. And we see just his presence and just how everybody kind of talks, you know, about Westbrook, his importance, and just how he makes everybody feel. You know, go back to the, I guess, the saying of 2025, the vibe is good in the clubhouse when Westbrook's in it.
Yeah, vibes are good. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, always brings a good vibe here on 105.7 The Fan. Heston Kjerstad gets sent back a couple of days ago. I mean, you've lived that major league life, the good and the bad. How's Heston feeling? Just give us an idea. This guy, he got an opportunity to show what he could do. It obviously wasn't good enough for the Orioles at this time.
Well, he's got to go down there with the right head. You know, I think when guys get caught up in you know, if they're upset or holding it against anybody else other than themselves, they have a problem. So he's got to look in the mirror. He's got to hold himself accountable. And then every day, do whatever the heck he can to make himself better. Honestly, you know, he's the type of guy that needs to show up early and have somebody just feed a gun and shoot pop flies to him. Read pop flies. You don't have to go running 100% every time, but just see them in the air. See him close to a wall. Understand the warning track and the sense of the wall, because that poor guy was going to get hurt. How he just didn't have that kind of feel for it at the warning track, you know? So just the repetitions. That's it, man. You know, when I talk and see some of the greatest, you know, outfielders I've ever played with, like a guy like Brady Anderson, he'd say, just hit me fly balls. That's it. He'd take fly balls during batting practice. All the great ones do. And I'm not saying these guys don't, but this is something he has to do. And he's got to hold himself accountable to that. And I think when the pressure starts coming off him defensively, if indeed he does end up in the outfield, his bat will play. I've seen him, and I think a lot of people have. But I just think it's a lot of stress, man, playing in the big leagues. And you got to play both sides of the ball, right, offense and defense. And it took him over up here in this brief encounter in the big leagues.
All right, Bordy, I got a two-parter for you. Number one, are you concerned about all the strikeouts? And then number two, Keegan Aiken is starting the opener tonight. What do you think is going on with Man Bun?
I don't know, man, but hey, I don't mind that. I like it. I think just get him into the middle part of the game. I think this is just I don't know, something to let the Tigers think a little bit differently. You know, Aiken came in and got that big out last night. He can handle more situations than I think any bullpen arm in the game. He's just so versatile and so willing to do anything this organization asks for, and he does it really well. So, you know, let him get in there and get that first inning under the belt. Who knows? It could be a quick inning, and maybe he'll come out for another. But just getting Man Bun in there with an inning, not worried about that first one, because the first one's always the toughest. This might be a nice way to get him underway, because, listen, he looks so good his last outing. And I think we know that once he gets on a roll, he can string together some good ones, and they need him to step up tonight, you know, to face Skubal. So he's got to be on his game, and this might be a nice way to get him to settle in early and get to work. Because, yeah, when he's on his game, he can carve any offense up.
He's Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. He's been carving it up for a long time. Bordy, always appreciate the time. We will see you tomorrow night at Pickles Pub.
All right, Bob. All right, buddy. Take care. Hey, Nolan, you too, man. Let's see you, man.
Nolan will be there tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So we'll get together like the trio that we are. Trio's three, right? So we'll be down there tomorrow. We'll come back, reset the program for you. News from the Nest, top of the hour. Going to hear more from Chuck Smith talking about Mike Green, Adisa Isaac, Tavius Robinson.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Who kind of came out of nowhere last year to be a major contributor, or a significant contributor, I should say, for the Ravens on their way to the playoffs yet again. Buy or sell, where's the late week money? We'll count that at 12:15. And Creed Willems, one of the Orioles' top 10 prospects, now at Chesapeake. We'll get acquainted with him here on The Fan. Tony Manzolino will meet with the media later in the afternoon. So obviously we'll get some intel there. You know, I'm just going off my gut reaction, because Morton's scheduled to start tomorrow. I think Aiken opens, Morton replaces, Kramer pitches Friday, the opener. Could be wrong, and probably am, 100%, unless you've heard something, Nolan. But that's what we're going with.
What would be the reasoning for that, Bob? Why would you want him not pitching Detroit and pitching Angels?
I have no idea. But this is kind of a, you know, little pun intended, curveball.
Did it with Povich at one point this year.
Yeah.
And that wasn't really about extra rest. It was about the matchup. I can't remember.
Kramer did get kind of pushed. Was it last year, 2 years ago, where there was an opener? Then he came in. Because I sort of recall us going, what the hell would they do that for? Because he had been pitching better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, if he's on board with it, then I don't have a problem with it.
Sure. It's all that matters.
And I don't expect him to come out and say, well, I hated it, you know, so I guess we'll never know. But I'd imagine Mancelino wouldn't just decide to get funky here for no reason.
Okay. We'll know more within the next couple hours.
I mean, listen to Mancelino talk. That's his pitching coach's decision. You know, he kind of goes to those with pitchers. What do you guys think? You know, and then he makes his decision.
Got it. You got to stay in your lane. Know your field of expertise.
No doubt.
And kind of like Bordick said, I mean, look, the Orioles playing better ball as of late, but overall it's been an abysmal season. It's been a lost season. Why not try something new? And if it ends up working out, then maybe you've got something in your back pocket that you can lean on going forward. But maybe that becomes more of a regular occurrence for the Orioles.
Okay. But as we said earlier, you know, you still have to score against Tarik Skubal and the Tigers. I mean, that's going to be a tough challenge in and of itself. But yeah. Hey, look, man, let's ride the positivity of a 6-3 June.
Yep.
And Adley and Gunnar doing their thing. They puppy pantsed them last night, 10-1. So what are we going to whine about here? We got news from the Nest, as we said. Chuck Smith, going to hear from him, talking about a bunch of dudes. Got buy or sell coming up at 12:15. Where's the late week money? And then Creed Willems, one of the Orioles' top prospects down at Chesapeake, get his thoughts on his season, his hopes for coming up to Baltimore. I'm guessing sooner rather than later. Nolan, what do you want to do? You want to find out? Well, what do you call in here? We got a giveaway? What we got going on here?
Giveaway in a bit. Music there coming back, a little teaser, but we'll let you know about that in a second. Instead of the fun house here, we can do that later in the show. An anonymous survey. Now, we read these a lot. NFL, we do like the player grades from the NFLPA. We've done these for baseball before. Well, there's one in Major League Baseball. The Athletic put it out. About 100 to 150 anonymous players surveyed on a various amount of topics. The first one here, coming out heavy. What MLB organization has the worst reputation or a bad reputation among the players? Not really a shocker for the Athletics to be the most common response here. Moving around, no real clear direction over their future, sucking for a long time.
Yeah.
Same vein, White Sox and Rockies follow quickly behind that. Pirates are up there as well.
Cheap.
Orioles not mentioned at all in here. Not even an others receiving vote. They didn't get one single vote. Again, roughly 100 players interviewed here. Who knows if any of them were Orioles players or not. But, you know, people outside Baltimore sometimes speculate that the Orioles, maybe players aren't as happy with the direction of the organization. You know, top prospects being held down, stuff like that, a prospect logjam, not getting opportunities, but at least here it wasn't mentioned. Other things that were interesting, you'll like this one, robo umpires. Fans want it. We want it. We're practically demanding
we're
it.
We're fans.
134 anonymous players surveyed here. Are you in favor of the idea of robo umps calling balls and strikes? Now, this is not just a challenge system. This is, like we were saying yesterday, every single call, as soon as it hits the glove, gets a reading instantly that the umpire can relay. Only 17% said yes, they're in favor of it. 63% said no. Roughly 20% were unsure.
Was there a reasoning for the overwhelming negative response to that? Because a lot of minor league guys came up with robo umpires.
Well, maybe from the pitcher side of things. Not as in favor of this.
No.
One National League pitcher explained, it is proven ineffective in AAA, and everywhere they tested it, why would you remove the human element? The game will fundamentally change in a way that fans are definitely not going to like. I don't know about that. It'll make injuries and the competitive nature of the game worse. Also not really following the logic there. There would be fewer balls in play, and the games take longer. All proven. Again, still not following any of that. I'd probably disagree with everything that quote said.
Well, how about this? Whoever that anonymous player was, why don't you ask him, pitcher, position player, whoever he was, to take that survey after C.B. Buckner's the home plate umpire?
Right. But again,
see how that rolls for
fewer balls in play would lead to games taking longer. That makes zero sense at all.
And why would you not want, you know, the strike zone to be like a strike's a strike's and a ball's a ball. Hey, what's the matter with that?
You're the three hole hitter and you're walking back on a ball 6 inches off the plate. It's called a strike. You're probably going, we need to get these robo umpires.
Now here's one that
I'm for it, by the way, but I don't play in baseball.
I'm with you absolutely. You know, let's get the robo umps in here.
Strike's a strike. Wait it.
But unlike the pitcher's explanation, this one at least makes sense to me. An anonymous catcher put it. Stealing strikes, the art of, you know, moving the glove and stealing calls and stuff, that's an art form for a catcher. You know, you can place higher importance or weight.
Pitch framing, as they call it.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. So those that are actually skilled in that, you know, have a competitive edge for their team over other catchers who aren't as skilled.
Okay,
but I think that's such a minimal part of the game that, at least for me, I'm willing to give that up as a viewer.
All right, well, you know, you're at heat of the moment as a player. Calls aren't going your way behind the plate. You know, I'm sure you're frustrated living in the moment. But, you know, that is a good point that some guys are masters at it, others not so much. Gary Sanchez, for instance, when he was coming up through the Yankee ranks, wasn't considered to be strong in that, or blocking balls, or throwing people out, or any of that. That's why he's kind of a DH at this stage of his career. I did see one real quick before we get to the top of the hour. Where one player, it was, we understand this is a luxury that we make millions of dollars. What's the average salary for a Major League Baseball player? It's off the charts. You know, playing in summertime, you know, summers aren't really free.
Oh, my God.
Something like that, paraphrasing. It's baseball season.
We'll travel somewhere warm in the winter.
It's, you know what I mean?
What have you done your whole life if you're a pro baseball?
But it would be like me saying, hey, I love doing sports talk except for the talking and having to listen to people. Oh, yeah, that's great. We'll come back. It's News from the Nest. Going to hear from Chuck Smith. He does a lot of talking and a lot of positive stuff yesterday. You'll hear that. Buy or sell 1215. Creed Willems, Oriole prospect, now down at Chesapeake. We'll hear from him. Then we'll get to the fun house. Then NFL Lunch. American League East Report. Mike Harmon talking about everything going on in his world, including the NBA Finals. And the Knicks can't find a coach. They're grasping at straws after they whacked a guy, took him to the conference finals for the first time in 25 years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.